This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. President Ramchandra Pawdel emphasizes urgent need for operationalizing the loss and damage fund for the survival of vulnerable countries and people. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President and former Home Minister Ravi Lamichhani's statement being recorded today as well in connection with embezzling funds of the Supreme Cooperative. And Sri Lankan President eyes Parliament win in snap election today. Now the news in detail. The 29th Conference of Parties, COP29, to the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, is underway in Baku, Azerbaijan, aiming to address the escalating climate crisis. Despite growing global awareness of the issue, significant challenges persist, particularly in securing adequate climate finance for vulnerable nations. Developing countries, including Nepal, are demanding increased financial support from developed nations to address loss and damage caused by climate change. President Ramchandra Pawdel emphasized the urgent need for operationalizing the Loss and Damage Fund and urged for grant-based financing rather than loans. However, geopolitical tensions and diverging interests among nations continue to hinder progress. While the world grapples with the consequences of climate change, it remains to be seen whether COP29 will deliver concrete solutions or succumb to the politics of fossil fuels. The success of the conference hinges on the ability of nations to prioritize climate action over short-term economic interest. The recording of Rashtriya Swatantra Party President and former Home Minister Ravi Lamichhani's statement is underway today as well in Bhairahawa of Rupandehi district in connection with the embezzling funds of the Supreme Cooperative. Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chair Lamichhani's statement, taken under the supervision of the district attorney's office, resumed at 10 a.m. today following nearly 10 hours of recording yesterday. Yesterday, Lamichhani's statement began at 10:15 a.m. and continued until 7:15 p.m. at the district attorney's office, Bhairahawa. Office Chief Prem Raj Pawdel reported that the process was almost complete but could not be finalized yesterday. Lamichhani was held overnight at the district police office under security and returned this morning to continue the statement. The government is set to launch a vaccination campaign to protect adolescent girls from cervical cancer. The nationwide vaccination drive will take place for 15 days from February 5th, coinciding with the Cancer Day. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, nearly 1.69 million adolescent girls aged 7 to 14 will be vaccinated free of cost under the campaign. Minister for Health and Population, Pradeep Pawdel, has decided to launch the Human Papilloma Virus Vaccination Campaign against cervical cancer, which is killing 4 people every day in the country. Upon assuming the office, Minister Pawdel had pledged to conduct a vaccination campaign for the prevention and control of cervical cancer among adolescent girls. It was decided to include the HPV vaccine against cervical cancer in the regular vaccination campaign for the next year. The vaccination drive will be supported by the Global Alliance, GAVI, as well as the government. Senior oncologist at Patan Institute of Health Sciences, Arun Shahi, stressed the need to get vaccinated against human papilloma to minimize the risk of cervical cancer. The ambassador of the United Arab Emirates to Nepal, Abdullah Al-Shamsi, yesterday paid a courtesy call on Minister for Foreign Affairs, Dr. Arjurana Dewa, at her office in Singhadarbar. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the meeting focused on strengthening the long-standing ties between Nepal and the United Arab Emirates with discussions on various areas of bilateral cooperation. Key points of discussion included the operationalization of regular flights from UAE to Nepal's Gautam Buddha International Airport, with both the dignitaries stating that these flights are expected to enhance connectivity, tourism and economic exchange between the two countries. The UAE is a major destination for Nepali migrant workers, with approximately 225,000 Nepalese currently employed in the country. The contributions of these workers, particularly in sectors such as construction, hospitality and services, significantly support Nepal's economy through remittances. Both parties expressed optimism about the deepening bilateral relationship, which continues to play a vital role in economic cooperation. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Sri Lankans are voting in snap parliamentary elections today, with new leftist president Anuradhakumara Dissanayake's party expected to secure a mandate to drive through economic reforms. The 55-year-old hopes to grab two-thirds of the legislature's 225 seats to press ahead with reforms after the country's economic meltdown 2 years ago when then-president Gotabaya Rajapakse was ousted. Dissanayake took power after sweeping September elections on a promise to combat graft and recover the country's stolen assets. Dissanayake's JVP, or the People's Liberation Front, is the main constituent of the National People's Power NPP coalition of professionals seeking to form the new government. US President-elect Donald Trump has made more key appointments as he prepares for his White House return in January. Marco Rubio will be his Secretary of State, while Tulsi Gabbard, a former Democrat, is chosen as Director of National Intelligence. Congressman Matt Gaetz is named as the Attorney General. He resigned from the House of Representatives with immediate effect. Meanwhile, the Republicans are now projected to win the House of Representatives following last week's elections, meaning Trump's party will run the White House and both parts of the Congress. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in hilly areas of Kosi Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at a few places of the hilly regions of Kosi Province and Gandaki Province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. President Ramchandra Powell emphasizes urgent need for operationalizing the loss and damage fund for the survival of vulnerable countries and people. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President and former Home Minister Abhila Michani's statement being recorded today as well in connection with the embezzling funds of the Supreme Cooperative. And Sri Lankan President eyes Parliament win in snap election today. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.